Since the beginning of President Obama's term in office, his administration has deported a record number of illegal immigrants, 1.1 million. That is the highest number in six decades. But the fact is, when you cast a wide net, you're bound to catch something other than fish. A new investigation into the Obama administration's Secure Communities program finds that hundreds of American citizens have been detained because immigration officials thought they were illegal immigrants. Joining us now, Julia Preston, a national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, has been reporting on this investigation. And we, as far as we know, these numbers are accurate.
Well, we don't really have very good numbers on the total of American citizens who've been detained because these are not systematically recorded. But I felt confident to write this story because in recent months, and particularly in recent weeks, there's just been a rush of these cases coming forward where American citizens were held in local jails for days at a time on immigration detainers.
Let me just go a little further into this. Officials thinking they were illegal immigrants, by what measure? Are they, if they looked like illegal immigrants, they spoke another language? How does someone mistake an American citizen for an illegal?
Well, what's happening here is that the Department of Homeland Security is rapidly expanding programs that involve checking the fingerprints of everyone in the country who is booked into a local jail or a local police station on a criminal charge. And so at the same time when you're booked, your fingerprints are run by through the criminal databases. Now, in many jurisdictions, they also run them through Department of Homeland Security databases. So, in fact, there's never an interview. This is all done electronically based on some match with the Department of Homeland Security database, then a detainer will be issued, and the person cannot be released from the local custody until they solve their issue.
That's what happened to Antonio Montejano. He spent extra nights in jail on an immigration order. Although, Antonio, you were born in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was born in Los Angeles.
So what happened? How did you end up being detained as a possible illegal?
Well, basically, what happens, it's because I was detained from a local police department in Santa Monica, California. Then they take me. I spent 2 days on jail there till Monday. That was happened on November 5. I spent 2 days on jail on local station. And they transferred me to the court. The judge has released, gave my release. I just the penitentiary under $50. The judge ordered my release, but instead of that, they transferred me to the LA County Jail. And when I get there, I ask why, and they tell me it's because I have an immigration hold. As soon as I get there, I start to tell the officers, every officer, when I have the opportunity to have it in front of one of them, I am an American citizen, but nobody believed me there. So basically, I was detained for 2 days more there, and finally, when the ACLU sent my copy of my passport and my birth certificate,
the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, they sent your passport to the police station, and eventually you were freed. And Julia, that seems incredible to me. I mean, how is it legal to keep an American citizen in jail as an illegal immigrant?
Well, that's why I thought it was important to draw attention to these cases, because every one of these cases where an American citizen is detained on immigration suspicion is a possible wrongful arrest, because the Department of Homeland Security and the immigration authorities do not have any power under the law to detain a U.S. citizen for any amount of time. And so even though these cases are not tremendously numerous. Every time it happens, it's a very serious offense. And particularly, I think Antonio's story is interesting because you can hear he's saying to the court, he's telling the police, I'm an American citizen. Why aren't you letting me go? You can't hold me on an immigration hold. And yet he had no way to communicate with the federal authorities who had issued this detainer. He had no way to show his documentation.
Well, I don't walk around with my birth certificate and my passport. Who does that? I mean, nobody does that. I mean, he had to call in the ACLU to bring his passport to the police before they would let him go. What if he had not been able to do that?
Well, it could have gone on for a longer period of time. Eventually, he was released because he was able to prove his citizenship. But I think the point here is that none of this should have happened. He had such a minor charge that he could have bonded out quickly, but instead he was essentially detained for 4 days on no legal authority. I think the Department of Homeland Security is aware of this problem is happening, and they have taken some measures to issue a new detainer form, make it easier for people to communicate. But still, this is the kind of thing that we see happening when immigration enforcement is expanded so much down to the local level. And there's ambiguity between the local jurisdiction and the federal
databases. Well, Antonio,
power.
I understand that this actually, not only did it affect you, but it actually hit your son, your 8-year-old son, pretty hard. What did he say to you?
Well, when I get back at home, my son asked me if he was being detained by immigration purposes based on he looks like me.
He said if he asked you whether or not he would be detained by police because he looked like you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that probably made you feel pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. I never expected my kid asked me those kind of questions.
Antonio Montejano, U.S. citizen, born in Los Angeles, California, held in jail, suspected as an illegal immigrant. And Julie Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you very much.
Certainly, we want to get your personal stories as well. If you've obviously, if this has happened to you or what you think about it, 877-8-MY-TAKE, post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.